bringing it back down to the community level so that it's meaningful for us and not about how much more dollars you can bring in for Pride, you know, the Pride organization itself, or for the economy for that matter.
Indeed, indeed. We don't have a strong pushback on Pride yet. I think folks are still kind of atomized and working on some other issues. I've also been following Black and Pink in Chicago, so, you know, and I think Minneapolis had some interesting work done last year just on this issue. Nick, thank you so much for joining us to talk about No Pride in Policing.
Thanks for having me. And sorry that we couldn't connect sooner, but we ultimately did, and that's what's important.
Yeah. Thank you so much. This has been Preference. Calculated Conversation is coming up next. Thanks, listeners.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. Next up, Calculated Conversation.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Lessons for a New Generation of Organizers. A talk with David Rainey on Thursday, May 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Ask Me Union Hall in Portland. David Rainey, Professor Emeritus in the College of Urban Planning and Public Affairs at the University of Illinois at Chicago. He is also the author of the new book, Living and Dying on the Factory Floor, From Outside In and the Inside Out. The event is also sponsored by the Institute of Anarchist Studies and the Burgerville Workers Union. Again, that's Lessons for a New Generation of Organizers, a talk with David Rainey on Thursday, May 16th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Ask Me Union Hall, 6025 East Burnside Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Wednesday, May 15th, 2019 marks the 71st anniversary of the Palestinian Nakba, when hundreds of thousands of Palestinians lost their homes and became what is now one of the largest and longest-lasting refugee populations on Earth. KBOO will be participating in an all-day broadcast along with CKUT in Montreal, WBAI in New York, WPFW in Washington, D.C., and dozens of other radio stations in Palestine, Europe, South America, Canada, and the U.S., from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Wednesday, tune in for Radio Free Palestine. More information can be found on the KBOO website at kboo.fm/Radio Free Palestine.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
Spread your dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting. Told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication.
Yes, yes, welcome back. This is the wonderful Calculated Conversation radio show. I'm your host, DJ.
Ken Jones is here with you.
Right, we back. This show is from the comfort of an undisclosed studio location. So you can't call in on this one, but we definitely going to be giving you some new info. This ain't the old show, it's just undisclosed location.
Right, just recording live.
We in the basement somewhere.
With the great signal. How you been, bro?
Good, man. Good. Weather's nice.
Yeah.
I kind of know what to expect a little bit now. I feel like we're skipping. Now I feel like we might be skipping spring. Hey, a lot of people have been thinking that.
Off the deep end, right? And it's coming back. I heard the rain's supposed to be rolling right back in.
Yeah, how are we going to get cold a little this week?
Yeah. It did do a deep dive, though. It went, you know, straight from our low 60s, mid-60s.
Yeah.
Shot right up to the mid-upper 80s. Like, oh, okay. So you letting us know what it's about.
Oh, man. I was starting to panic in advance. I was like, oof. wasn't ready, but you know, but hey, you know, we asked for it, man. So know, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it in this lifetime.
That's what I think. I might just install the AC in the window. Just get that going early, so I don't even gotta wait.
Oh yeah, you can't even do the other kind, huh?
Yeah, no, I got the portable joint that you put it in the window and then slide the window down. It's just like a long little bar. I have the one that went fully in the window. That's just too much putting that in and pulling it out. Too many steps. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But no, it's been a cool weekend. Fresh off of Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to, you know, to all the wonderful moms out there.
Yes, yes.
You know, it was your day to just rejoice in your accomplishments, you know, your support of your family, you know, your leadership, your nurturing, you know, your unconditional love, and all the sacrifices, you know, that mothers have to make. I feel like that people don't really get a chance to see, you know. And even deeper than that, you know, one thing I thought about on Mother's Day was, again, especially when it related to calculated conversation, I mean, you just really don't know all the time what people actually are going through behind closed doors. So even for the people, the mothers that haven't had the best relationship with their child, you know, the ones who wasn't always perfect and, you know, due to whatever circumstances or growing pains, couldn't always be there. But, you know, you want to be there, you're thinking about it, you're coming up with a plan, and, you know, only you know how much you've been suffering or kind of going through in those scenarios. And so a lot of times people say this Mother's Day is for the good mothers out there, the mothers that's been there, you know, and sometimes I take away from people whose circumstances you don't quite understand, you don't quite know.
Right.
You know, fathers go through a lot of that too, but, you know, this was Mother's Day. And so if you're going through anything with your child, or, you know, haven't had lost them, or, you know, had to kind of make a good decision for them. And sometimes, you know, mothers had to make a good decision and push them off to the grandparents, you know, while they try to get their stuff together. And a lot of times that's just for the kids' benefit.
Right.
You know, because, you know, growing up as a child, I mean, the one thing you need is stability. Sometimes, you know, again, mothers, you know, you make mistakes and they can't really offer that stability at that time. So they do the next best thing and they put them in the place where they're stable till they get their stuff together, right, you know? And I don't see no shame in that. You know, I see that as just the bigger picture and doing it for the right purpose, you know, even though you have to, be out of the presence of your child for a short time, you know, or however long it is, you know? And so happy Mother's Day to you all too, that care and that's trying and that's, you know, had to make sacrifices. So it's also for you as well. What you think about that, bro?
I was about to say everything he said. Nah, but that's definitely a way to take, you know, that piece into account, because there's no way for us to know somebody's background, right. You know what I mean? Right. And I think we definitely go hard on moms when they're not, you know, right. They don't have their kids, they don't have the custody of them in this moment without knowing the circumstance and understanding that sometimes this is more of a sacrifice that they're making so that their child is in a better situation.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we all hit, of course, there's many people that had to figure it out on their own. You know, that was your way.
Right.
You know, there's other people that are presented with an option sometimes and use that, utilize that option given. But definitely, you want to give a shout out, you know, to the people that, to the women out there that do sacrifice the way that they do. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, we talked about this, ain't a dad's day. There's plenty of dads that do it, but this is the women's day and the mothers, and taking into account what it's like, especially, you know, depending on what your situation is, your circumstance of becoming a mom.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And understanding just in general, you know, especially if you're a single mother, that makes it that much harder, you know, depending on your support system,
right,
the people that you have around you who are, helping out with what's going on, you know, you kind of have to put everything about yourself to the back burner a lot of times. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's why I think it's a lot of people, the kids get older and it's like trying to figure out, like, what is life now?
Right.
So much time has been, you know, in the energy, effort, attention put into raising the kids. And, you know, that just can throw some people off for a bit trying to gain their own footing, right. Especially people that have been young doing it. You know, I think about how many young parents, you know, came out of this. We the generation of that. And I salute everybody. I made sure to get up and do my normal, went down my phone list. I don't do the mass text. So, you know, hit the women that in my phone who are parents and made sure to, you know, send a good word to them. Reached out to my family members. Yeah, did my normal do.
Right.
Yeah.
And let's go even a little bit deeper with it. And so also going and give a shout out to, you know, the ladies who don't have biological kids, but that's there for their stepkids, you know, there for their siblings.
Yes.
And those that also do community support, you know, and mentorship that are a lot of kids that don't biologically belong to them too. I mean, it's like everybody's, you know, raising, helping raise somebody. I mean, really as a community, I mean, you should be doing that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know what they always say, how we grew up, like, if you was outside acting up, the neighbor might come out and, you know, mean, and get on you too. Like, you know, cause it turned into a family type of thing. And so,
That's a big one. I'm glad you touched on that because it's a lot of people that do step up, you know, and take on that role fully.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in those situations too, and this is something that I definitely want to point out in situations where, you know, you have two people created a life and their situation may not have worked out and they go, you know, their separate ways as far as the relationship. But when they come across, you know, another situation that works and the person that they're dealing with actually is stepping up and being involved and not treating the child or children like the third wheels to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that more people are able to be mature about that type of situation and understand that that's only hurting the kid. As long as this person, that's another experience they're being able to share in. You know what I mean?
Right.
And something else they're being able to see and witness as far as a type of love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see so many crazy, crazy stories of people not being able to accept that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if you got somebody there that's really stepping up, it's like high five to that.
Yeah.
I know I'm that guy. I've been that guy.
Right.
And will be that guy. My dad taught me that young with, you know, what? Why would I be upset?
Right.
You know, as long as you're not in danger, there's nothing, you know, weird going on, then that's extra experiences.
Right.
Right. That's conversations that you can have. That's a whole nother person with a whole nother way of thinking that you can talk with things about, possibly talk with things about and learn from. So I'll never have a problem with that.
Right. And actually, that's also a part of you being able to, you know, participate in still making the world even better place. I mean, because now you're raising another human that's gonna go out there and do something.
Man,
you know, we don't know what they're gonna do, but they're gonna do something, and you definitely should play a role in that. You know, I definitely find it disturbing. You know, when I see, I'm not gonna really say if it's a man or female things, but you know, I'm a male, and so obviously, I have more probably male friends than female friends, you know. Well, not really, but I mean, more relationships that I was kind of given with the brothers and the cousins and all that. But now that I'm older, you know, I don't really deal with a lot of those people, you know, as we kind of just separated by energy.
Right.
You know, but, you know, having to see, you know, certain dudes that I was cool with, having girlfriends that had kids and having them say, that's not my kid. I'm, you know, like, I don't have to feed him and I don't have to, like, that was the most disheartening, disappointing thing that I could imagine. Like, it just made me so furious that a family, you know, like somebody that I was cool with would even take on that logic.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was disgusted.
Right.
You know, and me being the man I am, you know, I got on him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I got on him. Like, that's not how we was raised. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you in the house with another child and you a man, you know, it's your job to influence and inspire that household. And if you can't do that, then get out.
Right.
You know, you ain't got no business there. Everybody in that household is part of your responsibility now to help God. You don't get to say, well, that's not my, that's her son. That's her son. That's her deal. That's not my, I don't want him even eating around here. Like, you know, it's very disappointing. So
that's wild.
Yeah. I mean, bro, like I was,
yeah,
It was furious. I was blown away, man. But
yeah,
just please keep in mind, like, you know, no child asked to be here, man. You know, no step kid. I mean, step kids aren't choosing their step parents. Like, right. They literally just getting stuck with a draw of, you know, who their mom or dad is choosing.
Right.
And they got to live with that, and, you know, on a certain level, you know. And so we just got to understand that and keep that in mind. And so super, super shout out to the people who don't draw no line when it come to blood, you know, and realize that if somebody's in your household, you know, you guys eat together, you guys live together, you guys are family, you grow together, yeah. You know?
And again, if it's, you know, and that's in a relationship sense, I think, I remember a conversation back when I was in my mid-20s or so, in just a group of my partners, as wild as things could be at times, all of us were fathers, right?
Right.
And it was one of them things we used to talk about all the time, like, no matter what else we're doing, we're fathers. This whole group, everybody here has an actual fully involved, or as much as they can be involved, you know what I mean, relationship, and just being around kids in general, like enjoying the conversation with kids. Like Robbie having a blast just being around sometimes, especially young.
They're fun.
You know what I mean? Hella
fun
and curious. Mm-hmm. So that's, for me, that's where it's the most fun.
Right.
Kids in that curious phase, asking a bunch of questions and, you know, just wanting to know. And, you know, the settings I've been in where, you know, I'm interacting with the young, and it's like that all day. And most of my partners is like, my partners is like a step further. I got some of my biggest, you know, mass wise partners are the ones that end up on the floor rolling around with 6-7 kids at damn near every function they go to. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just, I don't see how you can be in a space with a kid and be like you just highlighted, like, I can't wrap my mind around that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, I think as human, like, some kids sometimes can definitely try every piece of patience you have, but that's something as an adult you've got to figure out in here.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. I know, you know, I've said it before, like, as far as dealing with kids, I know I enjoy, I have the most fun. I got my line that it's like, you know, my, for respect versus friendship, you know? But my whole thing is, you can be mad at me. I'm gonna still love you. Why are you mad at me?
Right.
Like, I've said that so many times.
I'm still gonna feed you.
We're still here. You're upset.
Right.
I'm not upset. Right. You know what I mean? But that's, I just think a part of being mature, being an adult, especially if you're gonna enter into, you know, any type of union. Now, if you guys just doing some grown up stuff, and that's where you guys are at, then you should be showing up after bedtime.
Right.
And, you know,
leaving before wake up time.
Exactly. The interaction outside of that should be limited to zero.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But just taking on that, like, bro, how could you, for a kid?
I mean, I know. I mean, they so fun, man. You can learn so much from just hanging around a little boy or a little girl. You know what I mean? Just the thing that they excited, they listen, they curious, they want to talk and they want to figure stuff out. And you can play a role in that, man. Hey. It don't have to be your kid. You can play a role in shaping the way, you know, a child starts to see the world. You can play a role in that, you know, and leave them in a good position.
Like teaching a kid,
you know,
something.
That stuff is fun, man.
The simple things, taking the time with kids that, you know, been around. And I think about the kids I done taught to tie their shoe, to take the wheel off a bike. You know, just some simple stuff. That's mm-hmm. nothing but seeing the enjoyment that they got it clicked.
Right.
Or even seeing little behaviors that I do that I've watched kids pick up on, and now it's their thing. You know what I mean? Or even just having a little a phrase, a certain way we say what's up when we see each other, like all of that stuff. I'm all for it.
Yeah,
all for it.
Yeah.
So.
It's just fun, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, and again, it's just another part of the influence that you have on the world, you know, and I don't know, me personally, like I take that to heart, you know. I've never ever dealt with a female that had a child and didn't interact, you know, and sometimes I couldn't wait to interact,
hey,
you know,
that part.
You know, because, you know, you often, you know, especially as a man, you see, you know, the disconnect between mothers and sons, you know, or you might see it even between mother and daughter, you know what I mean? But just as a male, like, we have a different level of awareness,
right,
you know, in a way to kind of approach things that sometimes women don't.
Right.
You know, and so it's just a way of you know, just a way of using those skills to I think to build more love and, you know, build more understanding and more awareness, you know. And then you also teaching, you help teaching the kid to understand, you know, also the lesson of, hey, you know, I don't, like, nobody has to be biologically related to you for you to love them like they are, you know. Right. Like, you don't have to be my son for me to treat you, you know, like my son and right. and push you like my son, you know.
Or
I mean, really,
just to be important.
Or like, just to be important.
Right.
Like, yeah, you my responsibility. We live together. I'm here every day. I'm eating this food and I got my feet on the table. You know what I mean?
We ain't here sharing fruit snacks. We doing all the stuff.
Right. I'm cuddling with your mama. Like I we need to have conversation. We need to talk. You know, we here. Let's do it, you know, and let's make the best out of it. But that's all I was saying. So if you guys are out there and just keep that in mind, you know. Again, these kids don't ask to be here, man, you know. And so they do deserve to be loved, you know. And you definitely see the difference in adulthood from children that felt loved and children that didn't.
Right.
You know.
Right.
They handle life completely differently, you know. And they handle communication, you know, and social awareness and anxiety all different as well, you know. And they connect with other people just on a whole nother level.
Interesting, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And so it all starts that young, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of time, you know, you being a father, a stepfather, mother, a stepmother is making all the difference.
Man.
You know, they learning all their formulas from you. What they think about love, they learn it from you. What they think about family, they learn it from you.
What's crazy is how many connections are made, like, you know, looking into like learning theories and stuff just in general, mm-hmm. of how many connections are made, between, you know, birth and 4 to 5 years old, and mm-hmm. notice that most of us can't remember anything about that timeline.
Right.
That's where a majority of the connections made in our life right. are done in there.
Right.
Just how we respond and so on. You know, mm-hmm. simple things like the way, you know, thinking about like parents, the way you play with your kids.
Right.
And dropping them, you know, like holding them up and then act like you're dropping them a little bit, and their responses to that. It might have been that one time that you were playing and oop, slipsy-doo, and baby cried. Now it's got, you know, that's fire something in its mind to make some type of connection based on that. Right. You know, these just thinking of the things that, you know, some babies are scared of, simple things like a clown.
Right.
It's like,
right.
you know, whatever that is, it's in there. And usually that leads later on, there's some tie in that they're going to have, you know, or possibly, I mean, I just say, you know, guarantee, but, you know, seeing those type of things kind of play out, but right. then also seeing the interactions in front of them. You think about the kids that are read to, you know, given books and mm-hmm. things like that, as opposed to just a television and a couple toys in the corner. It's a different type of way in which usually they develop.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that there's nothing just across the board, but you just see those interactions.
Right.
You know, the parents, I think of, like I use Karma, I use her for almost every other example, but thinking of, I never did baby talk.
Right.
Never did the bye-bye, none of that.
Right.
Like, not even a little bit. It was always talking to her in a regular voice.
Right.
I think the most I would do, I think the day she was born, her mom was, you know, under anesthesia and stuff, and I sat with her and just kept singing, "Who's dad's girl, Karma?" That was probably the most.
The most.
Yeah.
The most mushy you done got.
But sitting and having these back and forth with her, young though, I feel like it definitely affected the way in which she communicates now.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of can see that, you know, just around the board and the way that people do and kind of hold on or not hold on, but the way that they engage.
Right.
And again, going back to like attachment styles and so on, when you've got, you know, a kid seeing, you know, healthy interactions, even if it isn't just, you know, mom and dad, but just healthy interactions, healthy discussions, that's what's being picked up. Like, this is how you talk.
Right.
Not way up here. Like, that's not, it doesn't always have to be arguing.
Right.
So it's like, if you're seeing that in some, you know, some families and so on, it's just, they have a louder tone, more, you know, just over the top in a lot of ways, but those things are usually picked up, you know, right. It's learned behaviors.
Right.
And a lot of them connections are made very, very young, I think.
Right.
And kind of seeing how that can develop as you go forward. So it's just, I don't know, it's just so much in the kids. So when you interact and taking all that into account,
right.
And it's like, you know, having these sidebar conversations, especially, you know, speaking to the young kids and really getting them to kind of talk. That's the interesting thing. You know, if you just talk with a kid 7, 8 years old,
right,
6 even, and just let them, like, tell me about yourself. They'll give you so much info.
Right, right.
It's so dope seeing their view of the world, but then also seeing the dilemmas that they have with the world, even at that age.
Right.
That's, you know, it's just, it's simple in our mind, but for them, this is really complex.
Right.
You know, but it definitely is dope. I hope everybody can kind of see that. And, you know, if you're in a situation with somebody, like we pointed out, make sure to keep that in mind, that you do have some influence. And for the people who have the children, and they're bringing them around people, understand that person too.
I was about to say that. Yeah.
You need to understand who you're bringing them around to see what type of influence, or what are your conversations with them like? How are you guys' interactions? And then needing to see, you know, there's maybe even some questions about how do you interact with kids? How, you know, those questions, preliminary, the screening, because you want to make sure that the best that you can, because of course you can't foresee, you know, but I definitely think there are some telltale signs and conversations that could be had to see how that can go.
Right, right. Because you got a whole nother human being you got to protect. You know, I know a lot of times I feel like, you know, men and women, you know, bring other men and women in their life and completely kind of forget about, you know, the influence on the child and how that affects them, you know, and don't even properly assess who the individual is and what they stand for. I mean, sometimes the relationships are premature, you know, you don't really know the person like you think you do, you know, and there's been weird cases of things happening, you know, due to some person being around a child, you know, without knowing them. You know, I've seen people let, you know, almost strangers pretty much watch their kid while they go to work because they liked them, you know what I mean? And end up on the news, man. You know, and, you know, so you just got to be a little bit more conscious. And I mean, you know, you got to be careful of just thinking about just yourself. Mm-hmm. I think in those circumstances, you know, and sometimes we forget, you know, and I think that's the beauty of, again, calculated conversation, because those things also need to be calculated.
Right.
You know, when that much is at stake. You know, so, you know, we just wanted to give a shout out to the mothers, man, and, you know, make sure we show the kids some love and, you know, just try to look at all of our roles and all of our influence and all of our responsibilities is all. But
yeah,
other than that, man, we do hope everybody had a good day and that you felt special, you know, that you realize your work is important and the things that you do at home and the message that you share are part of some of the things that are used to shape, you know, shape the future and shape the world. And so all that's important and not taken for granted, you know, and the things that mothers go through. I just, no matter what I think we say as men, I don't think we'll ever really know, you know, I don't think we could ever really fathom the things that they go through being a mother, especially just even with just this, the clear fact that, I mean, they came directly out of their body, you know, and we don't even know what that connection even feels like.
Right.
You know what I mean? We always try to say men, women, this, but we have no idea what that connection feels like, what that does to a mother when something comes outside of you and you got to try to protect it from the world. I mean, sometimes even you feel like the father might not, just don't get it. You know what I mean?
I can take it. I used to say all the time, like a mantra is like, up until 6 months, I really have no, like,
if y'all can see Ken's face, I mean, right now, y'all would be tired.
I mean, I understand, you know, the role that's played in help, but that portion of it, I feel like there's a connection. There's always, so I'm, you know, glazing over and being funny, but there's no way to understand that. I'm on the outside, maybe feel a foot push, you know, that can be crazy, but there's something doing that on the inside of a body.
Yeah.
So I'll never have that.
Right.
And I'm actually okay with that.
Right. I'm cool with that.
I'm cool. But a step further is, you know, thinking about when a child does come out, you know, you see like those first moments, you know, of a nice healthy birth and lay that kid on the mom and, you know, that moment that there's the emotion and stuff that's in that moment, you know, and again, not saying there's fathers out there definitely having an emotion in that moment too, but more or less we're usually looking like,
right.
I know the first, like me and Karma, we go back and forth about this, is Karma, like I filmed her joint and, I got some validation on this earlier today too, because I was listening to a radio show and they said a woman said the same thing, but it was like, yeah, no, baby, it's not cute in that first few. Like, there were so many questions that I feel like, why am I asking these questions in this moment? I should be in this moment a little more. But it was like, is the hair gonna stay like that? It was like this shape that was weird,
right?
And then the color, it was just all these things that was like, is that regular? She still had like the fluid in her body, so it was like this weird shape to me. And of course, all that went away, but it's just the thoughts that went through my head. I'm sure her mom was like, didn't see any of that.
Right. You know what I mean? Right. We already using logic. Right. Like, head shaped like a corn chip now.
Right. Like, what? Hey, doctors, is that regular? But, you know, me and Carmen, we joke about it because I was like, babies are not like that first, you know, 30 minutes or so. It's a lot of transition to happening. So after that is when it's like cute. Before that is debatable. And we've argued about that many a times.
Right. But, and women don't ask no question about the hair. Hair look like a Pringle, but the women don't. They say that's my baby, right? That's all they know.
That's it.
And we like, is this normal?
Yeah, I'm doc. Let me holler at you. But. Again, but you know, in that, and of course, me being, you know, the parent and, you know, raising a full time, I say the same thing often. Like, even me doing this the way that I do it, like, I feel like I understand a lot, but there's still parts that I just never could. You know what I mean? I do feel like I as far as dealing with Karma, just from the jump, I think I kind of took over that role. I think part of it is I wanted a boy so bad.
Right.
Like, and I think I said it on the show way back when we started. Like, I didn't talk to her mom, bro, for like a week. Like, we lived in the same house, and I was like upset at,
because she had a girl.
Because it was a girl. We got to, like, as if she had anything to do with it, but I still felt pressed about it. Mm-hmm. But when Karma came, it was like, this was my rider. And she was with me. I feel like her first year of life, she was probably with me more than mom. It was like, we're here. She was tough and, you know, all the things, the way, you know, we interact. She was always riding with me, her car seat in the Caprice. That was that car seat was notorious. But understanding that even now, you know, coming into this phase of having her since, you know, right before 10, and she's 14 now, and just seeing the development, the growth and stuff through there, and even the frustrations. I think a lot of times for me, I wonder, like, if she was a boy with certain advice, would I be able to give it better? Like, I'm conflicted in that sometimes, because it's like, I don't have that experience.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think of that same frustration too, where moms have with sons, you know, in a single relationship or a single parent situation, because you're not having that experience. You know, it's just a different way that you navigate the world. I compare it to, like, you know, the nuances of being a certain race or something. Like, you can tell somebody about it, but there's so many parts to it that it's hard to explain. You know what I mean? And it's really no way to communicate it in a way that somebody else is going to feel that. And there's definitely moments that I'm like, I've never been a girl, so what I'm giving you is what I think, you know, should apply. But again, it's layered. And so, you know, that kicks in, and you think you have, you know, you having a parent with boys and girls, just the mix, and trying to figure all that out, being there's no playbook. And then again, you are connected in a way as women that I feel like in many situations that that baby, you know, it's like your baby, it's always going to be the baby,
right?
And having that feeling, having that type of connection, where I think it's a lot harder to let the kids bump their heads, and you overlook out, if that makes sense. Like, you know, you get people in that overlook out, and it almost in a way backfires, because it's stunning. The ability to go out and navigate, bump their head, figure out things, figure out life, you know, simple stuff as far as falling over. And, you know, I always applaud, like, silently when I'm in public and I see a young kid, like 2-3 years old, like kind of trotting away and then trip and like fall, and the parent doesn't just run like in a, oh my God, because I always notice that the kids, that the parents just like, uh-oh, the kid is fine. But the parents that run over, the kid usually starts crying and going like, it's a buildup, because it's that type of energy.
I need that attention.
Yeah, and I think more too, it comes with like energy, and not to compare dogs to kids, people, but like they talk about like if you get a dog riled up, like you're play fighting with your dog, wrestling, and then you get a phone call and just stop, like your dog's still wound up. Like, right. he's still trying to go. You kind of got to bring that back down because he's right. matching the energy in what you have. And if you just, it just changes and it's like, what's going on? I'm matching. Right. I think it's similar in the kids. It's like, oh, if you're cool and you're like, oh, you're fine. A lot of times it's like, oh, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. As opposed to, ah.
That's why they're probably a little smarter than we take them for, because they know which parent is.
Oh yeah,
is gonna, They know which parent is going, you know, suck up, and which parent is going to keep walking if they fall. And say, you better come on.
You got. You think about, you know? what else do they need to have their attention on outside? Right. You know, in most situations, yeah. they're paying attention to maybe a book, maybe the TV, and the rest is what are you doing? Right. What's going on over there? The amount of peaks and stares that are going on. Your kids know you better than you. I firmly believe that, because they're aware of your patterns. They're right. aware of so many things. You know what I mean? That you're blind to. You think this is the first. No, you didn't say that seven times and did the same thing.
Right.
They got to read now.
Yeah, right. It's looking like it's normal.
Yeah.
And that's how you handle things, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, parents be like, I don't know how he got like that. like, wait a minute. It was funny because, it was, honestly, you know, to be real with you, I did have an ex some years ago who did have an older son.
Oh.
Yeah, and so, and they used to always fight and argue, man, you know. And, you know, me being the man I am, me being there, you know, I took some time to talk to him one-on-one.
Okay.
You know, just kind of like, listen, man, like, you know, I try to, you know, basically what I try to do is get them to understand the importance of even having a mother. Because at yeah. this point, I didn't even have one. You know what I mean? And so I'm trying to get them to understand, like, your mother's the only person who really, really is going to fight for you.
Right.
Realistically in life. I mean, your mother's typically the first person that will put it all on the line to see you move forward. And if anybody come for you, she usually be the first one to stand up, you know, and really come to your defense. And without that, I just think, you know, I mean, a person could be lost without a mother, man.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And so I was just trying to, you know, talk to him, figure out what was going on and why things was happening. He was going into high school, probably close to 13 or something, you know, whatever, 14. And, you know, she was rough too, man. You know, I mean, you can tell that. I mean, I don't know what you can actually tell, because that would have been judgmental. But, you know, she didn't have solid communication practices in place. You know, wasn't understanding how to communicate frustration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would try to talk to them so they wouldn't argue and fight, man. And, you know, I'm like, man, like, you know, you're doing this, you're doing that. Like, what's going on? Like, what can we do? You know, what's making you feel this way, man? He was like, I get the attitude from her, man. I get it from her. That's what he told me. You know what I mean? And he looked me straight. He said, I get it from her.
Hey.
You know, and it's true. It was just like her, you know. And I went to talk to her. I said, listen, man, like, a lot of his attitude, I mean, he believes that he's getting it from you, you know. And I mean, you guys do handle things similar. No, she's like, that's impossible. There's no way he could be getting it from me. Hey. And blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, and that lack of accountability, you know, always kind of stunted the growth in that situation, you know. And I realized, like, you know, no accountability is going to be taken here, you know. And, you know, it's going to keep coming to, you know, coming to blows every time there's a disagreement, you know. And I don't know, man. It's just that the point is like, you know, kids do pick up a lot of things from their parents, you know, and a lot of times parents is what they're doing is so natural, so normal. They don't realize that somebody's learning. Like you said, I mean, they always watching. And even when you don't know you're teaching, they're learning. You know what I'm saying? So, again, that's part of being conscious and the part of calculating your energy. You know, that's something that you definitely want to be accountable for. If you do have kids around you, because they pick up. I mean, I remember picking up stuff, you know, that was crazy. I was saying stuff to adults like that was disrespectful, you know, when I was young. Cause I, like, I don't know. I mean, I saw my parents fight a lot. Yeah. They argued a lot and they said some crazy stuff, man.
Yes.
And I said some of that same crazy stuff to another grown man. He said, "What'd you say to me?" You know, he's ever tell your parents. I'm thinking, well, they told me.
Right, right.
You know, and I didn't realize what I was saying or what I had learned, but it was kind of brutal for a dude in third grade to be to be saying that, yeah, you know, yeah. And I didn't know that. I thought that's what you do when you disagree with somebody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I really believe that that's what you say. They said it all the time, you know, calling each other names. And this is right. My mom and my stepdad. And so, you know, I definitely grew up in, you know, sort of a, you know, my mom was amazing, but I still grew up in a really, I feel like, a lot of the times a very unhealthy relationship between a mother and a stepdad. You know, they didn't have a communication formula. They didn't have a way of resolving differences. It was always a loud argument or some type of disagreement, you know, and us having to get up at 3-4 in the morning to go look for somewhere to sleep or sleep in the car or something. You know what I mean? That happened a lot to me growing up, bro. You know, and I guess for the parents out there, I mean, that does two things to a kid. One of two things. It either makes them think that that's normal, or it makes them think that they don't ever want to have no parts in that when they get older.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. And luckily for me, I got to the point where I don't want no parts in that. Hey. So I don't really honor unhealthy relationships. But I can't say the same thing for my brothers who also grew up in that.
Yeah.
I feel like they mimicked that.
Yeah.
And that became natural to them. To me, you know, I talk about unlearning. That was something I had to unlearn. Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, good. I mean, they did break up after a while. So, you know, me and my mom, we everything was cool. Me and my stepdad, we cool. You know, it just, you know, it took. They had to break up and move to different parts of the town and stuff like that. And then, you know, everything. You know, we still kept them as our stepdad and everything mm-hmm. like that. But I think in the beginning, I don't think they realized how much they actually showed us yeah. about what was unhealthy and being in a really toxic situation. Yeah. You know, and so I get a lot of my information from that. You know, and again, luckily, I took that as not being normal, but something being wrong with that. And I'm never going to play a role in that. And so I'm super, super skeptical about having women in my life right now, even on the close level, which is why I don't have a whole lot of kids and all, you know what I mean? Because like, I've always been careful of a woman making me happy and, you know, me making myself happy first. But just understanding how I felt around this person, if I thought that we could communicate, you know what I mean? If I feel like we can't communicate, you know, I usually, you know, kind of slow down on the situation because I realize that in every union, it's going to be disagreements. And that's because people are different. Right. They come from different places and they learn different formulas, you know, different table talk, mm-hmm. different genders, you know, sometimes different cities, you know, different, a lot of stuff. And so you got to be able to face differences. That's right. Just, that's kind of a given.
Yeah.
You're bringing two worlds together, uh-huh. you know, and so. So once I kind of took that as that's just normal, you know, being different is normal. Right. I went one step, you know, I go one step further. I'm like, okay, so how well does this person understand differences? You know, and that's kind of where all this comes from. You know, the calculated conversation, the energy, like just the social awareness, you know, all this boils back down to like how much can you, you know, how do you deal with the fact that people are different than you, mm-hmm. you know, and those conversations got to take place, you know, and it'll give you a good idea of how far you can actually go with somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because some people don't understand differences at all.
Right.
You know, their biggest response to everything is, well, that's not how I grew up. Well, that's not normal to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
completely disregarding the fact that there's so many variations of humans and experiences in life, bro.
I think, too, another, you know, layer in that, because that just made me think of a situation before where it's like personality types,
mm-hmm.
right? Some people are like your go with the flow.
Right.
Like things change. It's not so big. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then there's definitely others who you almost can't even just surprise them because they need to know this. And then, you know, they have an itinerary for when they go to hang out for a day. It's like up until this time, then from here to there, today.
Right.
And cool. I understand having a general, but like for myself, I'm more of a go with the flow. Like there's some leverage in everything. You know what I mean? But I think where it comes into to play with the way that people communicate and people come together is taking in that role where I've seen that situation and been a part of that situation where it's like, it's not even so much the communication is just off. It's like the things that we're getting into it or having our disagreements
right.
typically are based on stuff like that's not that serious. Of course, right. to me, taking right. it in my head, like, you know, that waiver in there, it's not that bad, but this, you know, the person being very particular mm-hmm. and things needing to be set a certain way and seeing how how that can break these situations down, because even if you kind of have a setup for communication,
right.
right, and have your formula kind of set, it's like the things, what is it that sets the other person?
Right.
You know, understanding that. And it's like, do you know who you're dealing with on that level?
Because
mm-hmm. think about how many people, I'm sure we both got people that we could sit and talk to, have had great conversation. It was a flow, you know, but then we see how... where the tweaks come in, where the stops come in, and that's usually how do people handle heightened energy?
Mm-hmm.
How are they handling heightened emotion?
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. that's kind of where right. it comes into. And you know, I think about the way you just broke down of being young and seeing like, okay, yeah. this class, like that's my mental image of, you know, my parents of just some of the most volatile, crazy, like wild stories, you right, know what I'm saying? Right. And then, you know, even seeing like my mother just on her own, some of the wildness and being like, yikes. And taking that into, and then getting older, but then seeing more and more people around interact to some level like that. And not only people acting like, but it being almost normalized. So you believe that this is just how you communicate. This is how right. you do it, because both sides,
right.
neither of you are saying like, this isn't
right.
This is wrong.
Right.
This is just how it happens.
Right.
We're right. in a meme culture. Look at how many memes that you'd be like, what?
Right.
You know, toxic like memes, what? Boy. And so many people like, yeah, like agreeing, like,
oh,
what?
My goodness.
But you know, kind of seeing that, and I think that's you know, the transition of going from that and you having these personality types and coming into, you know, wanting to be able to communicate in a certain kind of way, because you come across somebody who's not, they don't respond right. to things that type of way. And so now you're trying to unlearn and, you know, come back down. Which I'm like, that's got to be difficult.
Right.
So I've ran into that. It's like, you know, my energy, I try to keep it here. Definitely have my moments of being upset, going back and forth. But a lot of times I catch myself like mid and pull it back. Like, what am I doing? Because most of the time that I've engaged and got to the point of being to the point of engagement, I feel like a dummy for letting that get to that point.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. But it is interesting when you are dealing with somebody who does not communicate that way.
Right, right.
Because it really makes you assess all your stuff. Because now it's not about, you know, who can be louder, who can be, you know, who's quicker with this, with that. Because then you just start feeling, at least in my mind, it's like you feel like a dummy after a minute of going hard and somebody's like, oh yeah, you done?
Like, nah,
yeah, yeah. That'll throw your whole ism off for a second,
right?
You know,
am I done? Like, what?
Right. But then the benefits of that, you know, I think about, you know, the interactions, you know, with my kids, even thinking of the way I talk to them, even in frustration, where I have to explain often, there's a difference between me being direct, and there's a difference between me being direct and me yelling.
Right.
You guys rarely hear me yell, if you've ever. It's the difference though when I'm being direct and letting you know, like, this is serious right now. I'm not just casually passing this information on. But understanding too that platform to be able to talk, and we talked about that before, the kids, you know, with the kids being able to talk, I think that changes how conversations are had when you're older also, because you're expected to have the platform to be able to talk and give your version, give your side.
Right.
And I think that's a big piece that, you know, people that have been watched a bunch of arguing and one-sided back and forths happening, they haven't actually seen a conversation go, a heated conversation happening,
right,
where they got to see two adults have a disagreement and talk.
Right.
Even if it starts to get in, not even intense, and when I say intense, I don't want that to come out like hollering, but they're really... both have points, but being able to get to a point of reaching an understanding and right. then bringing it back down.
Right.
All in one time, not tomorrow coming back, but right there.
Right.
Able to see that happen.
Right.
You know, there's something to that. And that works outside of just parents. I think I was just watching something on YouTube where I was watching a conversation between two dudes that was getting crazy heated.
Right.
And it was, but during this crazy heated, not once was it like, oh, you punk, you mark, like none of the trigger words of disrespecting the manhood. They kept it at that situation, and it got to the point where it almost seemed like it was going to tip. And then you watch this start working its way back down, and both of these dudes getting an understanding at the end of that.
Right.
It took about 20 minutes. You know, it was a radio host and a caller, an artist, a music artist, but just watching how that was done. And then even at the end, you know, the artist highlighted, look what just happened.
Right.
Like, highlighted that we just had as two adult men, definitely had opposing views on this subject. We're able to engage, and yes, it got here. Neither one of us, you know, tucked our tail and ran away from the situation. We went head on, and we're able to figure out where we were not understanding the other side, and was able to bring that back down. What was said was said. What was done was done. Now, are we staying there, or are we going to figure this out so that we can keep pushing?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And to watch them that happen live, that's dope.
Right.
Think about how many situations, you know, I know myself, I'm sure you've been in situations where you're going back and forth and having that exchange, and then now I done got called a name.
Right.
This point, you know what I mean? Like, it takes it another level. And if you're not mentally ready to just accept that,
right,
and that ego gets triggered, then now you're engaged, and who knows what that's going to lead to. And it ain't as easy. Once you can resolve it with just words, then you can probably cross paths again.
Right.
Once it gets past that, who knows where it's going to stop? You know what I mean? And it's just being able to see examples of that. You don't always have to be in agreement.
Right.
Don't always have to be in agreement. You can definitely have what I'll put up as heated discussions and still get to a point of being able to walk away from that with at least a piece of understanding, and that temperature level drop back down somewhere in the normal range.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just the importance of that and seeing that. I think that goes to that idea of like the real men, and people talk that. It's like being able to have that skill.
Right. That's the most important skill, you know, when it comes to conversation, you know, and problem solving.
Man.
I think one of the main things people rarely ever consider is, in especially in these types of exchanges, what information don't I have?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's kind of the key into filling in the blanks to why you holding the position that you holding.
Man,
you know, no, I mean, most people don't really want to don't think about what they don't know. They don't think about what they do know.
Right.
And so you're kind of missing a certain percentage, you know, of the whole formula. And so, of course, it's equaling out to something that doesn't make full sense. And so you're a little bit frustrated. It's because you're missing something.
And even the person on the other side, I think, too, because I think how many people are upset and engaging. And like you said, but they're not giving the information as to why they're there. Like, they're giving you the general, like, yeah, I'm upset because of A and B. And you have on the other side, the person might be like, well, okay, this is why A, B, C, D, E, F, G on my end of why this is. And you're still upset when, you know, you've been given all the information from this end, but you're upset, but you're withholding some of these other parts, like the underlying. You're withholding the underlying part of this whole thing. You're not just kind of mad, you all the way to the extreme. And most of it has nothing to do with those reasons you presented.
Right. Right.
It's something under there. That's just the easy here. This is why I'm mad. You should know.
Right. And it's funny you said that. We only got a few minutes left, but real quickly, I definitely wrote a post about that the other day. You really get a chance to see what kind of person you're dealing with when they get to a point to where they're either confused, frustrated, or just something didn't go the way they thought it was going to go.
That part.
You know, you really get a chance to see who they are, how they react, what problem solving skills they have. And that should tell you, you know, what type of longevity that y'all can build as a union, a business, a relationship, whatever it is, because you really can't avoid misunderstandings, because I mean, people are human and information is not always distributed equally.
Right.
But and people usually do one of three things when they feel these feelings of confusion, frustration. Number one, you know, which what we would prefer is we prefer people to communicate clearly, like how you feel and what's bothering you, so that we now have information that we can work with. Mm-hmm. But most people don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing people do a lot oftentimes is they just get extra passive and don't say nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, and they stay frustrated inside, you know, and they stay confused inside, and they just kind of react off that. And so, and you got to feel that energy, not really knowing if they even have a real issue or if they do what it is.
Right.
And the last thing that a lot of people do too is they just full blown just flip out and go crazy.
Right.
And you still don't know why they're upset. So as a human, as an adult, as a mature, you know, responsible adult, you have to get to a point to where you can tell somebody how you feel or what's bothering you, you know, without pushing the envelope to a level to where it's anger. It's got to be a conversation.
That part.
It's got to be a conversation. It can't be I'm angry. It's got to be, hey, I'm a little bit confused by how this is taking place.
Right.
Enlighten me so that I know how to feel after this.
And with that, if they do take the time, I know I've dealt with this one, of that piece of it being starting out like that.
Right.
And then it's like, oh yeah, well, this is what's happening.
Right.
Oh, you don't feel that's, well, that's, I'm telling you what you're asking. I'm giving you that information. It doesn't matter if it doesn't line up with what you think it should have been, it should be. This is what it exactly is.
Right.
Now, with that, you have the option to do whatever you want to do overall. But there's a lot of times I feel like these things can be nipped in the bud with having the conversation and understanding that, you know, your feelings may have been hurt.
Right.
You may have felt whatever way you felt, but also taking into account there's a, you know, when you're dealing with another person, there's a whole nother person, a whole nother life, a whole nother whatever going on.
Right.
And them giving their reasoning, and it's like, oh, okay. I mean, you know, that sucks. Not just, it's not an excuse. So, right. Somebody telling you what they have going on and right. whatever may have threw this off for you, painting that in this realm. No, this is giving you the information.
Right.
So now you put that all together and understand how that could have happened.
Right.
But I think there's a lot of times people are bent on, this is how I feel, fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can get to that. Let's understand though, in here, you know, of course, I think in a lot of situations, it's not people's intention. We talk about that intent versus impact, of course. But I think there are some things that you have to take into account that it if you're looking at all the pieces to this puzzle right now, it shouldn't be so heavy on you.
Right.
And if that's if you're trying to have understanding, right? If you're trying to have some type of a situation where there's not this fiery stuff. But I think there's definitely people that hold on to this idea that if my feelings are hurt, your feelings need to be hurt.
Right. Right.
if I feel some type of way, you need to feel some type of way. So right. No matter what you present to me, I'm swatting it down in order to keep making sure you know how I feel.
Right.
What is that doing for either of you in that situation?
Right.
And that's a hell of a realization to come to. I think a lot of people have to think about that later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They
think about it later, but then how many people are going to come back and be like, hey,
I screwed up.
Maybe I was tripping. It don't happen like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, most of them ain't going to do that. But yeah. I think that's a key point to, you know, try not to, you know, just get your point across and
yes.
You know, and let people know that you're angry. Try to get it, go a little bit deeper and see if you can kind of clearly relay why you might be confused about something
right.
And see if they have information you don't have. I mean, like I always say, when people get frustrated, I say 99% of the time, they don't have a certain piece of information. Mm-hmm. And once they have that, they're like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Right.
So it's not always about results. Sometimes in this case, it can be about intentions as well, you know, because we just really want to get a good idea of what people are thinking so that we can, you know, collaborate for a more healthier union.
That's what we're trying to do.
That's what we're trying to do. So we out. Calculated conversation. We appreciate everybody listening. Again, we in the outside studio. So we'll be back in the station. We'll be back inside the station.
We will be coming back soon.
We'll be back soon, man.
Make sure, and in the meantime, in between time, that y'all go follow us on the socials.
Right.
Make sure you check us out on the YouTubes. Right. And if you got any questions, you can DM us on the social platforms or hit us on our Gmail.
Right.
Calculated everything.
Right. Calculated everything. IG, Facebook, Gmail, Yahoo.
Sickness.net.
Am I missing something? Anyways, all right, until next week, we appreciate y'all. Calculated Conversation. We out.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick real.
No facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this.
This is KBOO Portland.
Girl in the cut and she choose, take like.